Part 2 IPA Board Meeting, May 19, 2025, at IPP in Delta, Utah.
Okay. Thank you for returning, everyone. Let's call our IPP Board Meeting back to order from recess. For the record, I'd like a motion to reconvene. Motion by Alan, second by Joel. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All right, meeting reconvened at 12:46. We'll proceed with our agenda in the order in which we left. Item number four on our agenda today is a discussion with the operating agent and project manager. Both Lori and Kevin are here with us. Maybe I turn some time over to both of you for any comments. We'll see what questions stem from there, if there's any.
Sure. So obviously we talked during the coordinating committee about the delays on Unit 3 and Unit 4 that we're seeing. There are emerging issues associated with combustor. So as soon as we get more information, we'll report it back to the coordinating committee members and the board on what that would impact on the overall schedule for Unit 3. We're very much focused on getting one of the units done and available for commercial operation as soon as we can, and we'll let you all know which one that ends up being, Unit 3 or Unit 4.
Nice. In the meantime, we'll just call or email questions that come up interim, and you'll be around the rest of the day with us as well?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Good question.
Yes, Alan.
I'm assuming that the combustion, you believe it is a fuel issue, not damage in shipment or something like that? But
definitely not damage in shipment. We don't believe it's a fuel issue, and these are all just real-time information.
Well, by fuel, I mean injectors, or I mean combustion of the fuel burning or whatever.
It is. It's something that's going into the combustor itself that we're seeing some debris, and that debris ended up damaging the combustors. So we have to figure out exactly where the debris is coming from. Figure out a root cause of where that's going to actually be. We're looking at, so they're doing borescopes. They're actually putting in cameras into the hot gas path in different areas. They're seeing some debris that's making its way over into the turbines, but at this point we don't know what the fix is, where the debris is coming from, or any information at all. But it was during construction, not during delivery of the equipment.
Okay, that was it. Wasn't a delivery. It's something that's happened
recently.
During this quarter, impurities in the lines or the gas not flow, burn of the track.
That's right.
So, I mean, it's too early, but it is something in that nature anyway.
That's right. Okay. That's right.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Kevin. And item number five on our agenda today is resolution IPA 2025-008, consideration, approval, adoption, Intermountain Power Agency annual budget for fiscal year 25-26. Kevin, we'll turn the time over to you to introduce that.
Sure. We briefed on the major impacts, but briefing here, we're obviously starting at debt services. We have some additional coal operator budget in here as well. And we also have layups coming up this next year. So it's the transition to net debt services for the new units, and then additional money that we've included for coal operations to extend us to September.
Good. Thank you. Questions on the resolutions? Resolution? Anyone? Seeing none, is there a motion on that matter?
Be glad to make that motion.
Thank you. We have a motion from Alan and a second from?
Second
from Mark. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries unanimously and the resolution is approved. Item number six, resolution IPA 2025-009, consideration approval of delegation of authority to negotiate and execute certain agreements on behalf of Intermountain Power Agency. Kevin, we'll go back to you to introduce that.
Sure. Straightforward. It's a companion agreement to the budget that we do every single year. These are contracts that will be managed by the IPSC or personal service contract corporation.
Part of the budget process.
As a part of the budget process.
Okay. Absolutely. Any questions for Cameron? Or excuse me, for Kevin or Cameron or Joel. All right, I'd ask for a motion on IPA 25009.
Motion.
Motion by Eric. Is there a second?
Second.
The second by Bruce. So all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Is there anyone opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries unanimously and the resolution is approved. Item number seven, resolution IPA 2025-010, consideration of authorization to execute agreements for project control personnel and site support personnel, Intermountain Generating Station. Again, Kevin?
Yep, this is to replace project control personnel and site support that are leaving from either Black Beach or from IPSC. We ended up saving $800,000 to $1 million by going down this route to self-employ or self-contract for those resources.
That's substantial.
It is.
Anybody would like to save close to $1 million? I'd entertain a motion.
Make a motion,
Doug. A motion by Alan. Is there a second? A second by Jason. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Is there anyone opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries unanimously and the resolution is approved. Item number 8, resolution IPA 2025-011, consideration of approval of increase in expenditure authority under agreement number R22-007, the remedial action scheme. And Kevin?
This adds $1.3 million to an existing agreement to allow us to finish the scope on the remedial action scheme, which is a system protection and software that we had installed with a bunch of hardware as well. But that helps to protect the system between Utah and California. So if something trips on the Utah side, it protects California and then vice versa.
Nice. Okay. Any discussion? Is there a motion on this matter? Motion by Bruce. Second by Alan. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Is there anyone opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries unanimously and the resolution is approved. Item number 9, resolution IPA 2025-012, consideration of approval of delegation authority to determine date of firm operation. Again, Kevin?
This one is, it just allows us to cross the barrier, go through the checklist. We're still we're still concentrating on reliability and safety of the equipment and the issues, making TIC go through the steps that they need to. This just allows us to deliver these units without waiting for the next coordinating committee in August.
Yeah. And upon delivery of that, I think the discussion that I heard previous was no action necessary. It's a notification, right?
That's right. No action, no note. And it would be under the prudent utility practice and under the responsibility of the project manager.
Okay, good. Any questions for Kevin? Is there a motion?
Motion.
A motion by Eric. Is there a second?
I'll make
a second by Mark. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Is anyone opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries unanimously and the resolution is approved. Item number 10 on the agenda, resolution IPA 2025-013, consideration of approval of increased expenditure authority under agreement number 51559, procedures and training. Kevin, again?
Yep, this increases the authority by $500,000 for IPSC operations and maintenance for training. This is just emerging as we're going through. We had an original budget of $2 million. And it was determined by IPSC that didn't cover everything that we needed to cover. So this provides additional time and hours to bring the IPSC personnel over full-time.
Okay. Questions? Motions? Motion. Motion by Eric and a second by Joel. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Is anyone opposed? Hearing none, motion carries unanimously and the resolution is approved. Item number 11 on our agenda, resolution IPA 2025-014, consideration of authorization to execute generator injection rights agreements and interconnected operating protocols and procedures agreement, Milford 3 and Cape Station. Kevin?
Yep, this is not injection into the IPP switchyard, but into the Milford lines themselves, so it doesn't increase any of the capacity that we have on that current line. It just recognizes that there's another entity sending energy in.
Okay. Any questions?
Where's Cape Station?
That's a good question.
It's the Fervo.
Yeah.
It's down in Milford.
Okay.
It's their geothermal.
Hold on that. Oh, okay. Thanks.
Is there a motion? Motion by Jason. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Bruce. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Is there anyone opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries unanimously and the resolution is approved. Item number 12, resolution IPA 2025-015, consideration of adoption of amendment to the pre-funding plan. Kevin?
Yeah, this just extends out the current practice that we allow participants to fund the decommissioning until 25-26 versus 25.
Okay. Questions for Kevin? Is there a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Bruce. Is there a second? Second by Eric. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Hearing none, motion carries unanimously, and the resolution is approved. Item number 13, go ahead and have your soda, because item number 13 is resolution IPA 2025-016, consideration of approval and adoption of the IPA 11 Subordinated Indebtedness Note Resolution. Mr. Vance Huntley.
Take that one. So this resolution changes the amortization on the new debt for the exiting participants from a 20-year amortization to a 30-year amortization. That is to allow them to reduce their costs. So this creates a note to be the vehicle to do this. And we modeled this note after the 1998 Series J note for the prepayment notes that we provided previous schedules and detail regarding the calculation. This amortization and payments over fiscal year 26.
Okay, everybody should have the handout.
And at this time, any further questions in regards to this?
When do those payments start?
We need to calculate. We haven't decided when they start yet, because we still need to calculate all the numbers. That's what I think the last discussion was. Sorry. I'm thinking of a different thing. They will start August 1st. Sorry.
Okay. Is there any questions for Vance on the item? Is there a motion to the matter? Okay. Motion by Alan. Is there a second? Second by Joel. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Is there anyone opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries unanimously, and the resolution is approved.
That was a lot of resolutions.
Yeah, I didn't think I was going to get through all that reading, but now here we go. Let's move on to agenda item number 14, under which the board is to consider whether to convene a closed meeting. As outlined in the notice of Intermountain Power Agency Board of Directors meeting posted on the Utah Public Notice website on May 17, 2025, with respect to this meeting, the board is to consider a closed meeting for one or more of the purposes listed on that notice. It appears a closed meeting would involve all of the purposes listed. Do we have a motion by the board to convene a closed meeting for the purposes listed in the notice? Motion by Alan. Is there a second? Second by Joel. All those in favor of the motion to convene a closed meeting for the purpose listed in the notice of meeting, please say aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Hearing none, motion carries unanimously, and we are now in a closed session. Michelle, will you please announce the vote by name of each member of the board with who